My name is Ronald Wiggins. I'm 16 years old.
Raymond Williams. I am 17 years old.
My name is Garrison Kemp. I'm 16 years old.
We interviewed Mr. Brandon Eiffel.
On June 30th, 2016.
I was born December 21st, 1991. I'm 24 years old. My child was pretty great. Grew up in a two-parent home. So I was raised by mainly my mom and my dad, other aunts, uncles, grandparents. Kind of was involved in sports the whole way from the time I was in third grade until now. My biggest mentor, I guess, is my father. He's pretty much a person that I've watched and observed throughout my whole life. So a lot of coaches, a lot of different family members as well. I definitely wanted to play in the National Football League. That was my biggest goal since I was 10 years old. Probably the most interesting experiences were to travel playing sports. Sports really was kind of the reasons why I got out of Pittsburgh, to see different things, different cities in our country. Things like that, just to travel and see different things, meet new people, make new relationships with people, seeing how their lives were different than mine. I attended the University of Pittsburgh because I was offered a full scholarship to play football and continue my academic career. I majored in criminal justice. My life in college was a little chaotic. Went through a lot of life experiences, learning how to deal with people. Time management was a big one. I had to manage my time between playing football full-time and being a student full-time and trying to have somewhat of a social life at that time period too. But it was great. I wouldn't change it for the world. I coached football and track and field. Where do I see myself in the next 5 years? Hopefully just continuing what I'm doing, keep coaching, keep helping our youth in some way, form, or fashion, whether it's getting them into college or getting them through college or helping them find out what they want to do with their life and what their strengths are and help them use their gifts that God has given them. The best part of coaching is when you see a person who's made a mistake and you help them correct that mistake. And once they go out there and they correct the mistake and they are successful in whatever they have done, that's the best part. Each trial, tribulation have ultimately made me a better person, made me stronger, made me tougher. It ultimately has got me closer to God as well. So no, I wouldn't change anything. I feel like I am where I'm supposed to be right now. I just want to be remembered as a selfless person and not put other people's priorities first before mine. And really did my all to help people and just was a great example to other men or boys. Embrace everything that you have going on around you. Any opportunities, live day by day and do what you can at that point. Just be the best that you can in that moment. And hopefully it will lead to something great or a better opportunity for you. My advice to African-American boys today would be yourself. Focus on your academics and don't let anybody, especially your peers, influence too much of what you're doing. Just stay in your own lane. Don't try to be something that you're not and doing what's right. And that definitely will get you so much farther than what you even could think of in your life.